E. G. White to Julia A. White, September 14, 1905. W-291, 1905. Paradise Valley Sanitarium, National City, California, September 14, 1905. Dr. Julia A. White, Dear Sister, I write to urge you to connect with our sanitarium work at Loma Linda. In the providence of God, this property has passed into our hands. The securing of this sanitarium, thoroughly equipped and furnished, is one of the most wonderful providences that the Lord has opened before us. It is difficult to comprehend all that this transaction means to us. The Lord has signified that the time has come for us to work Redlands, San Bernardino, Riverside, and the neighboring towns. I am filled with a solemn joy at the thought that these places are soon to be entered by our workers. We need your services, my sister, just as soon as you can come. We are hoping that we may secure the services also of Dr. Holden. Sister Sarah Peake may undertake some of the lines of educational work. We are now anxious to see the work started, and we hope to see you just as soon as you can come. I have recently spent 2 weeks at Loma Linda. I am sending you a booklet that will give you some idea of the property. The large main building is furnished in an expensive manner. There are also 5 cottages, one having 9 rooms, the others 4 each. In some of these, the verandas are so arranged that beds can be rolled out from the rooms. The grounds are beautifully laid out. There are concrete walks between all the buildings. These walks are bordered with flowers. There is a good orchard and ample grounds for garden. There are many eucalyptus, pepper trees, and many other varieties of ornamental trees and shrubbery. Meetings can be held in the open air on the beautiful lawns. There is also another building that has been used as a bowling alley and billiard hall. This can be utilized as a meeting house. We hope that you can see your way clear to connect with this sanitarium as lady physician. Your services will be greatly appreciated, and I hope that you may soon be on the ground. Signed, Ellen G. White.